Mother Holly. Once upon a time, long ago, there was a widow who had two daughters. One was hard-working, the other was lazy. But the mother loved only the lazy one, for she was lazy too. So the hard-working girl had to do all the hardest work and be the Cinderella of the house. After doing all the other work, she'd sit by the well and spin till her fingers bled. One day, she dipped the shuttle in the well to wash off some blood, and the shuttle fell from her hand and sank to the bottom of the well. She ran home crying and told her mother. "Since you let it fall in, you must get it out again," said the mother. The girl went back to the well, and what should she do but jump in? Down, down, down she sank. And when she stopped and opened her eyes, there was a door. She opened it, and on the other side she found a meadow where the sun was shining. So along she went until she came to an oven that smelled of hot bread. The bread cried out, "Oh, help, help, please! Take us out or we shall burn!" So the girl stopped to take out the loaves one by one and left them to cool. She went on till she came to an apple tree which called out, "Oh, shake me, or my branches will break. My apples are ripe and heavy." So the girl stopped to shake the tree till apples fell like rain, gathered the apples into a heap, and went on. At last she came to a little house with a garden, where an old woman with great big teeth was working. The girl was very frightened. The old woman called out,
"Come in, dear. There's nothing to fear. Work for me, and you shall be the better for it. Your job will be to shake my bed covers every day, and shake them well until the feathers fly. Then there is snow upon earth, for I am Mother Holly, keeper of the seasons."
Mother Holly spoke so kindly that the girl agreed to stay and work for her. Each day she shook the bed covers so well that the feathers flew like snowflakes, and then there was snow up on earth. The girl had a pleasant time at Mother Holly's house, with never a cross word. After 3 months' time, though, the girl became lonely for her own world and told Mother Holly she would like to leave. Mother Holly said,
"You have served me well, and I am pleased. I myself shall see you out."
She took the girl by the hand and led her to the door at the edge of the meadow. The door opened, and as the girl walked through, a heavy shower of gold rained down and stuck all over her clothes and hair.
"You have that gold because you are so hard working," said Mother Holly.
Then she gave the girl back her shuttle. The door closed, and the girl floated up, up, up inside the well until she reached the top. And there she was, not far from her mother's house. As she approached home, the rooster crowed,
"Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo, your golden girl's come back to you."
The mother and sister marveled at the sight of all the gold all over the girl and immediately asked how she'd come by it. When the girl told her story, the lazy sister said,
"Then I shall have some gold, too."
No spinning for her. She just grabbed the shuttle, pricked her hand till a drop of blood fell in the water, threw the shuttle down into the well, jumped in after it, and sank down, down, down to the bottom.
She went through the door, came to the meadow, got to the oven where the bread cried out,
"Oh, help, help, take us out, or we shall burn."
The lazy sister said, "Why should I get hot and dirty for you?" and went on. Then she came to the apple tree and heard it cry,
"Oh, shake me, my apples are ripe and heavy."
The lazy girl said, "No, thank you. What if one of your apples fell on my head?" and went on. At last she came to Mother Holly's house, and she was not afraid because she'd already heard from her sister about the gray, big teeth. She agreed at once to work there. The first day, the lazy girl forced herself to work hard, thinking of the gold. She shook the bed covers till the feathers flew and there was snow up on earth. Mother Holly was pleased. The second day, the lazy girl began to be lazy again. And the third day, she wouldn't even get up in the morning. Mother Holly was soon tired of this and told the girl she could leave. The lazy girl got up, all excited, thinking of the golden rain to come. Mother Holly led her to the door at the edge of the sunny meadow. But as she walked through, instead of gold, a kettle of sticky, smelly pitch emptied itself all over the lazy girl.
"That is your reward,"
said Mother Holly as the door closed. So the lazy girl went home covered in pitch. The rooster cried,
"Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo, your pitchy girl's come home to you."
The dreadful pitch stuck fast to the lazy girl and smelled terrible and could not be got off for a long, long time, no matter what anyone tried.